This is episode number 2139 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, January 27th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
John Krasinski is making a new movie. It's called If. And it's going to be kind of a mini Oscar reunion because Steve Carell's going to be in it. It's the first time they've seen each other or been in something together since The Office. It's not about The Office, but John and Steve are in it.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. We don't know much about the movie other than that. Oh, and the fact that it's going to star Ryan Reynolds. And
What? Wait, hold on. Now you have my attention.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention before. Now I'm paying attention.
John's dream cast includes Ryan Reynolds, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Fiona Shaw, and the great Lou Gossett Jr.
Hey.
Oh, man. I love Lou Gossett Jr.
Mayo.
Officer and a gentleman. I got no place to go.
Mayonnaise.
I got no place to go. Apparently, it's an original story from John about a child's journey to rediscover their imagination. That sounds very positive.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't have...
It's called Ryan Reynolds.
Hopefully it doesn't have Tim Burton overtones. Anyway, it's due out next November, a year from this November. It's called If. Keep your eye out. We'll keep our eye out for it.
Keep our weather eye.
We'll keep our weather eye out.
And the other eye, too.
That's right. It's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, Mila Kunis and Demi Moore, they've made a surprise appearance on the small screen together.
Now, wait.
Yes.
Wait, they both... We're married to Ashton Kutcher.
Well, aren't you up on things?
I am what I am. Therefore, I am. But several generations apart, I might add, I think Demi is old enough to be Mila's great aunt. Not a great aunt.
Well, the new ad, this is for AT&T.
Okay, all right.
And it doesn't have your favorite girl in it.
Oh, Milana Weintraub.
Yeah.
Who's Lily. Lily the
AT&T
girl.
Maybe she's in it. I don't know. Anyway, in the new ad, Mila and Demi can be seen attending a high school reunion, which I don't think they went the same year.
I don't think so.
So the award for...
It's a stretch. Like most things.
Now, there's going to be an award for the most admired alum is about to be announced.
Okay. All right.
And both are convinced they won. And not knowing the other is also in attendance.
Uh-oh.
They get up on stage only for the award to be given to someone else.
And comedy ensues in a damn AT&T commercial.
Of course.
I love it.
So Demi says, I had no idea we went to the same high school. Well, she's, standing next to Mila.
Uh-huh.
And Mila, replies, we have a lot in common. So, actually.
It would have been good if Ashton would have just jumped out and said, wait. Stop. No. Or whatever.
No, you'd see him in the audience with this, deer in the headlights look on his face. So it turns out that both of them actually attended Fairfax High School in Los Angeles.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. So obviously several years apart.
Several years apart. And actually, Mila had reached out to Demi about taking part in this commercial.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see this. This is going to be great.
I'll probably like it better than the Cheetos commercial.
Yeah, the Cheetos commercial last year for the Super Bowl was... I still don't get that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wasn't me.
Are they still together after that, her and Ashton? No, it was a commercial.
Kristen Bell's pretty awesome.
I like Kristen Bell.
Yeah, she's
even
she's
all the
funny.
Dopey commercials she does for, Enterprise,
Lazy Boy. Yeah.
They're all so contrived, but she's so cool.
She's awesome. I mean, she's multi-talented, too.
And she's married to Dax Shepard, and
Do
that cannot be
build
easy.
A snowman?
I mean, that can't be easy. Being married to Dax.
That's a challenge.
Yeah.
Well, but fun at the same time.
It can be, I would think, yeah.
So anyway, she says her husband, Dax, is his own doctor, and it's pretty disturbing.
Not only do they not bathe the kids, I guess they don't go to the doctor. My God.
Well, he doesn't. She says he likes to do it himself.
Yeah.
He's a real DIYer when it comes to medical stuff.
My God.
So Kristen was a guest on Kimmel the other night.
Yeah.
And she recalled... I would call it a worrying moment, and so did she.
Yeah.
She caught Dax trying to remove a damaged toenail with a real industrial Dremel.
Oh, no.
That she used for outside yard work.
Oh, Dremels are, oh, those are powerful. Dremels are usually used as a power tool for things like grinding stuff.
Right. And, well, know, maybe she got her Dremels confused.
Maybe
anyway,
this is workshop.
It was a hardcore Dremel.
Yeah.
So she convinced him to swap the tool.
Oh.
For one of those smaller, less dangerous ones she uses to remove acrylics from her
nails. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I guess she removes her own nails.
You know, she is a Renaissance woman.
She is.
I'm telling you, she doesn't bathe her kids. She's married to Dax Shepard, and she Dremels her own damn fingernails off whenever it's time to change them.
You go, girl.
You go, Kristen.
So she was on the show to promote her upcoming Netflix parody thriller. You ready for the title?
Okay, I'm ready.
It's awesome. The title of the parody thriller.
Yeah.
Is The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window.
I love it. I love that.
Premieres That's tomorrow.
Awesome. Oh, we got to watch that.
The Woman in the House
Across the street
from the Girl in the Window.
So it's a parody and a thriller.
Maybe it's a thriller parody.
That's a unique way of looking at things. Well, you know, I mean, look at
like Scream was a
Dead to
parody.
Me. Was that with Christina Applegate?
Uh-huh.
And Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, but that
was
wasn't
that more
all.
That wasn't all thriller, it but it's mystery.
Yeah,
kind of mystery.
But this is parody.
This
thriller
is parody.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a radio program last night, and somebody asked me who my favorite person in the world was, and I just happened to drop the name Halle Berry. Hello.
Not your
I
wife.
Referred to myself as the future Mr. Halle Berry, ex-husband of Halle Berry. That's what I am.
Who's your favorite person in the world? And you didn't say your wife. You said Halle Berry.
Well, they were asking, so I had to tell them.
I'm going to call your wife and
tell
her.
Yeah, I know. I'm in the doghouse.
Let me text
already.
Her right now.
Yeah, thanks a lot. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that if you're alive.
If I'm alive.
Or if you can unlock the doghouse.
You'll house. Be here.
If you can unlock the doghouse.
All right.
And that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.